With tourism and sustainability high on the national agenda, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund is investing in the next generation of ocean stewards. On August 30th, the fund marked the successful close of its Youth Ocean Academy, a six-month program where 30 students aged 8 to 18 gain hands-on training in marine conservation, including coral reefs, sea turtles, sailing, and seabirds. Program manager for the Youth Ocean Academy at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Delight Oliver, is encouraging Vincentians, particularly young people, to look after the environment so they can have a positive impact on the world around them.
The environment, when it comes to our environment, we should be reminded that although there are agencies with responsibility for managing certain areas, at the end of the day, it's each of our responsibility to do our part. So I would like to encourage the public, encourage even kids and communities to look after their own environment, their own surroundings, and to be a positive impact on it.
Oliver says that as a large ocean territory, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has real potential to create jobs and opportunities through the blue economy.
And in SVG, we have the really interesting component of being a large ocean territory. So SVG is 1% land. 99% of our territorial space is water. So when we talk about, you know, the blue economy and about jobs and opportunities and livelihoods, a lot of it, there is potential for it to happen in the ocean space. But what's really important with Youth Ocean Academy is to inspire the next generation to be sustainable and to be mindful of how these activities could impact so that they make the best use of our space possible for the benefit of us and livelihoods for humans, but also to not leave a negative impact on the environment.
Program manager for Youth Ocean Academy at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Delight Oliver. The program is already shaping futures. Executive Director Stephen Hornsey says several graduates are now eyeing careers in conservation and the fund stands ready to mentor and guide them.
First of all, we're so glad they're so excited having been a part of the program and even asking how they can continue to be involved. We did ask them what will they do next, and a lot of them were talking about opportunities working in fields related to conservation. A lot of them have opportunities moving away from conservation, but with a key sort of their hearts connected back to it, because it's not just people who work in the marine field or on boats or such who will matter in conservation. There are lawyers, there are doctors, there's vets, you know, there's so many people who will all have their roles to play. As we see them grow and as they're in touch with us, we'd be so happy to see and guide them on the decisions that they make for their futures if they decide to reach out to us. And then inspire others to both just be involved in nature, in the sea, along the coast, in any which way that they can. You know, we're really excited for a lot of people to get excited about this project in terms of how the youth can be involved in nature.
Executive Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Stephen Hornsey. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.